I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. Recently, Meredith Robb shared her story with facilitator Felix Lopez at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Here's Meredith.
I am a mother of three, two girls and a boy. So my life in the last few years has been busy getting my oldest off to college and soccer for my younger two and just being a mom. I also was married 2 years ago to Ian Robb, so I definitely do spend a lot of time with him. I'm also a nurse. I have been a nurse for 15 years. I love being a nurse. That's who I am. It's something innate that just was in me. I just needed the degree to go with it. Also, in the last 2 years, I was diagnosed with mixed connective tissue disorder, which unfortunately has been a learning curve for me, learning how to take care of myself or get through hard times or days that I can't walk or the pain is too great or being in the hospital and just sort of having these constant shifts and never knowing what tomorrow's going to bring. So that's been a fairly big hurdle over these past couple years.
What was your initial reaction when you received the diagnosis?
Well, my initial reaction was, it was actually finally somebody has figured out that I'm not crazy because the symptoms I was having made no sense. I would have fever just randomly for no reason. Both of my knees would just hurt. Also noticed, you know, some skin changes and also changes with, you know, other body symptoms, especially my teeth. And all of those sort of piled together, they didn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people. And it wasn't really until I saw the rheumatologist that we started down this path that we're on now.
So what does your treatment look like?
I'm currently taking immunosuppressants to sort of help minimize the symptoms. And I also, you know, take other different medications to help me walk or to help me function during the day. But I also am going to Duke. I go up there pretty much every other month and now see a rheumatologist up there who I, you know, have the greatest faith in. And the first thing that he asked me the first time he saw me was, what are your goals? How can I help you? So I feel like he listened to what my goals were in having this disease, and that's basically to maintain as much function as I can for as long as I can, just to have more quality in life.
How has this affected your family?
Tremendously. It's the hard part because I can't imagine how they feel. I'm talking to you, I look pretty normal, right? So they see me normal some days, and the next day I'm telling them that I can't move, I can't get off the couch because they don't really see anything physical. It's very difficult, I think, for them. It's frustrating. I frequently have to cancel things or, you know, I'm in the hospital again. It's been very hard. Now my parents and children, my husband have been as supportive as they can. But there's definitely a level of frustration.
Meredith Robb talking with Felix Lopez at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.